Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and why doesn't my doctor know this? What is this? Well, I've been talking to you all week about my guest today, Dr. David Dolman, and we're going to be finding out about what it is that all too many doctors are unfamiliar with and why that's the case. Dr. Dolman, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Donna. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. When I got your book, the title was so intriguing, I thought, boy, this is really going to be interesting reading. And it was. I want my audience to know that you're a chiropractic physician with a degree in nutrition, and your specialty is that you deal with chronic health conditions, and you firmly believe that naturally with good food, herbal and holistic therapies, people can get well.
Yeah.
And you've had more than 10,000 patients through the year that have enabled you to develop certain health protocols. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, are some of those protocols. Let's just have a little bit of background about you, though. How was it that you decided that being involved in the health field was going to be important, and why did you choose the chiropractic arena over, let's say, being a family physician?
Well, boy, that could be a long answer right there. That's a heck of a question. How did I choose? I got into the alternative health area and decided to become a health practitioner just because I had been so passionately involved with it for a very, very long time personally in my own life. And I came to a place in my life where I decided, well, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And I thought, why not take something that I had a passion for and turn it into a job? And I decided on chiropractic for a couple different reasons. Perhaps I may not have been able to get into medical school, who knows. But the other real reason is that I had no desire to learn surgery or pharmacology. I didn't want to prescribe medications to people. So chiropractic fit the bill. It allowed me to become a primary care physician. It allowed me to work with insurance companies and have the ability to do those sorts of things. And it gave me some credibility amongst those folks who didn't hate chiropractors. So it just seemed to be the right mix at the time. I had a degree in nutrition also. So my goal was to come back after school to come back to Cincinnati and open up a holistic center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did about 13 or 14 years ago now.
All right, so here we are. You're a man that also walks, or I should say runs, bikes, whatever, your own talk. You've participated in over 100 triathlons, duathlons, and marathons in both the United States and Europe. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, I got old then I kind of slowed down a little bit. But I'm still an active athlete. I focus mostly on cycling now, and in fact, I'll probably ride a 100-mile bike ride tomorrow.
Holy Moses, my gracious. Well, you are a very strong believer in wellness. Now, this particular book focuses on something that really most physicians don't have very much insight on, because they don't get very much nutritional training, number one, when
Correct.
They're going through their very, very intense
Yeah.
Levels of education. And that's something that often we don't realize. There is so much to learn
Yeah.
that has never been a focus in the American medical environment to speak of, but that is changing gradually. But you especially focused in this book on the IBS, which is the irritable bowel syndrome, also Crohn's. And I know from some friends that have had these conditions how life-threatening they really are and how devastating it was to them when they discovered they had this.
Really changes their quality of life.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Psychologically, it was an impact that was just unbelievable. They felt they were invincible and nothing could ever affect them. And then they had one person ended up going to the hospital. When they were had him in the ER, they thought he was having a heart attack, and it wasn't that at all.
Yeah.
So let's go into that. Let's talk about what IBS is.
Okay. All right, and let me preface it by saying that somewhere along in my professional education, a light bulb did go off in my brain and suggested to me that I should focus on the GI tract because it was so important to human health.
Mm-hmm.
So we do in my clinic focus on the gastro. You come in for headaches, I'm going to ask you about bowel habits.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make sure that that system works well because it is so important to human health. But what IBS is, well, that's a really good question because there's a lot of physicians, traditional physicians, that will basically say they don't even know what it is. Patients come in and say, well, I don't even know if I have it, and my physician's not sure. What do you think? And I have a very simple explanation for what irritable bowel syndrome is. And I say that it is any uncomfortable symptoms associated with your gastrointestinal system.
Mm-hmm.
Because irritable bowel syndrome is just that. It is a syndrome, which means you could have any one or more of the well-known symptoms that are usually associated with irritable bowel syndrome. You could have just one. My next patient will have three or four, and the next patient will be the unlucky one, and he'll have five or six symptoms that nobody's been able to figure out, nobody's been able to put their finger on, because traditional medicine is trying to apply one molecule, meaning one drug, to every different symptom. So you get one medication for diarrhea, you get another medication for acid reflux, you get another medication for the pain of all the muscle spasms, or not muscle spasms, but the spasms you're getting within the gastrointestinal system. And that's just a failed approach. So the approach in why doesn't my doctor know this is all about determining what the variables are and applying a process to the patient and to their treatment using all natural supplements and dietary changes.
Now, what I found interesting in your material is that the people are getting well. They're not coming back repeatedly for this for 20 years.
Correct.
They are understanding. They're having to be educated, number one. And number two, they realize that they do have a level of responsibility for their own wellness. And consequently, in knowing what they need to do for themselves, each and every one of them on an individual basis, which I was impressed with. You don't clump everybody in the same group. But on an individual basis, then there are ways that they can test to see what works and what doesn't work. So this isn't what you'd call take a pill, add water, mix, you got it. That's not it. We're going
no,
to get to the cause of this, not
never
to the symptom.
Simple. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's good. What is the primary culprit regarding this distortion that occurs internally, as far as you are aware of at this time?
As far as I'm concerned, and I'm convinced of it because I've just seen too many patients, well over 10,000. It's been 13 or 14 years in my own clinic, and I've actually worked in another clinic prior to my own. But it's just too obvious that it is the use of antibiotics, which will what they're designed to do is to kill bacteria, obviously. If you have an ear infection or a sore throat or urinary tract infection, you take an antibiotic, and
mm-hmm.
that's fine. If you want to do that and that's the way you fight it, that traditionally is what most doctors will do for you. But the unintended, I guess it is an unintended consequence, and you can read about it on the little sheet that comes with your antibiotics. It'll say it distinctly on there that one of the potential problems with taking an antibiotic is the fact that it will alter or damage the beneficial bacteria that lives in your gastrointestinal system. So a lot of people probably were set up for their IBS or their Crohn's or colitis by the time they were 5 years old. A lot of childhood ear infections, things like that, or acne problems as teenagers. It doesn't matter to me whether a patient has taken two courses of antibiotics in their lifetime or 200. What happens is it will alter or destroy damage a good portion of the bowel bacterial balance that we need to maintain, and given enough time, then the chemistry of the bowels will change, and then once again, given time, suddenly symptoms will show up and foods become problematic. And so that's part of one of the biggest areas that we work with is certainly the reestablishment of the bacterial balance in the gastrointestinal system. You asked the number one cause. That I believe is honestly the number one cause. But in Why Doesn't My Doctor Know This, I will go into other lifestyle issues. Nobody's fault. We all live doing
mm-hmm.
certain things, whether it's prescription medications or over-the-counter medications, poor diet, a little too much alcohol in your college years or last weekend, who knows. And all of these things contribute to changing the health and efficiency and the balance to the gastrointestinal system.
You also bring out that there are secondary culprits, and one of the biggest things are digestive enzymes. And, of course, lots of times when people start getting older, the body isn't producing them, and we'll talk about how we can bring that back up together. And it boils down to chemistry, doesn't it?
That's what I meant by chemistry, actually. There's a lot of chemical markers and things that go on in this system that begins at your lips, and it goes all the way to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
That's about a 30-foot tube. There are lots of things that go on inside of it, and there are a lot of additional organ systems, or organs, I should say, that contribute to the chemistry. And the digestive enzymes, if you're going to lose the health and balance and overall efficiency of your bowels, you know, maybe it doesn't happen always in everybody, but for a good majority of people, that means you're not secreting enough digestive enzymes. And that can lead to all sorts of different symptoms. Again, one of the variables, one more variable that this protocol, and why doesn't my doctor know this, will address and teach you how to take care of.
You make a statement about the mind-body connection, and you have an embryological connection between the brain and the gastrointestinal system. Go into that information a little bit.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, as an embryo is developing, it begins to form in a C, in the letter C. So that's the shape of the embryo as it begins to form. Obviously, that leads to what's called the fetal position. But along the backside of it, there is a part of that embryo that develops into two-thirds of it develops into the spinal cord, and the other third of the backside of that will develop into the innervation for the gastrointestinal system. So from an embryological perspective, we begin with a very distinct connection, mind-body connection between the brain and the GI tract. Perhaps this explains why you sure as heck don't want to argue with somebody before you sit down to eat, because it's going to blow your digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what stress would then do to people also if they have unhealthy GI tract inefficiencies, lack of health in the GI tract, and they're under a lot of stress. A lot of people blame stress for their IBS or their bowel problems, and you shouldn't do that, because we talked about some of the causes, the antibiotic usage and some of the other lifestyle issues. Stress is not a cause. Stress will exacerbate an already unhealthy gastrointestinal system and make your symptoms just fire off more quickly, and you're far more uncomfortable. Once somebody goes through the protocol, and why doesn't my doctor know this, the life is still going to jump up and smack them around once in a while, but if you've truly done the protocol as designed and you're healthier, your bowels are working well, stress will not influence them in the same way.
You bring up a new field of study called nutrigenomics.
Nutrigenomics, yes.
What is that, and why is that so significant in today's world?
Well, I think it's very significant. It's where quite a bit of research is being done now. If we define nutrigenomics, what that simply means is that we're studying the effect of nutrition on our genes. And it's extremely important to understand that just because you may be found to have a heart gene or a gene that suggests that there'll be heart disease in your family, or the BRCA gene for women with breast cancer, there are other genes that they are studying that they're finding that will suggest that people may be more common that they would get certain conditions. What you have to remember is you can flip a gene on and you can flip it off. That explains why. And something that most people would probably understand best is that there are women who have the breast cancer gene, but they never get breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Not every woman with that gene gets breast cancer. And so there are things that you can do in your lifestyle. You can live unhealthfully. You can eat rotten food and terrible processed fast food and Pizza Hut every night and Burger King and all that other stuff and white flour and lots of sugar and Coca-Cola. And believe me, your genes are not going to be very happy. You may run the risk of flipping the gene on. So the nutrigenomics is the study of genes and the influence of certain nutrition on keeping them expressing themselves in a healthful manner.
The body is absolutely amazing when it comes to what will trigger something, what won't trigger something, and that is where I think we're becoming more alert as consumers when we are reading things that are being given to us. When we read those slips of paper, we need to look at the side effects. I love the commercials on television. They'll talk about, oh, do this for depression or do that or do the other, and then you listen to the side effects and you go, why?
Why
I mean,
I
the
that?
Side effects are going to kill me. Why am I going to go and take something?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad they are doing that because it's just amazing. I was talking to a physician yesterday. She said she has people that watch this stuff on television and walk into her office and say, I need that.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies are very smart with their marketing plan, aren't they?
They are.
They didn't do that 10 or 15 years
no,
ago.
No, they weren't allowed to.
Yep.
And so this is something that it's up to us as the consumer to try to educate ourselves so that we understand that we have to be alert when you are dealing with the body, which is a phenomenal machine. There will be those times when medicines are important, but we also need to be aware of the fact that we have to take personal responsibility.
Correct.
And be alert to what we do for ourselves.
Right.
And not expect the miracle from whatever to happen.
That's correct. And that's the basic premise of Why Doesn't My Doctor Know This, is that we are going to do the right things to help, to give the body the tools it needs to heal itself. Irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, all the different forms of colitis, ulcerative colitis being probably the most commonly known, and even Crohn's disease, which has that dreaded word in it called disease. None of those are diseases. They are just situations where your body has lost its abilities to function properly, and given the right tools, we find that all of those conditions, as I call them, not diseases, but those conditions, can be reversed.
You bring a point out in your book that I think is a fascinating one. You talk about how a lot of products that are on the shelf that people may utilize, let's say for laxatives, this type of thing, they actually will strip out of the body nutrients that are inside the digestive tract that are doing their job. And I know of a number of situations with people who have been, for whatever reasons, a heart attack or something else, they've been on medication, they ended up with horrific difficulties. And as soon as they started including supplements back in their diet, especially the B vitamins,
yes,
all of these discomforts went away. And I think that's important. And that's one of the points that you bring out. You also bring out in your book a product called Zelnorm that the FDA has finally asked to be pulled from the U.S. market because it raises the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
Yes.
Your book is extremely informative, and it's easy to read.
Thank you.
Now, when we're going through the various lifestyle influences, let's stop and mention one thing, too, that you brought out. And this is a 1992 study, and the women are the ones that they were checking out. Women have been making more visits to alternative health practitioners than ever before.
Yep.
And the amount of money spent on alternative medicine and therapies is just amazing. Now, that's what? How many years ago? 15?
Well, 20? That's what I was going to say. 15, 18 years, or 16, 17 years ago, that's a study that scared the heck out of the American Medical Association. It was
good.
The reason that many of the hospitals attempted to put in holistic centers, although as I call them, pseudo-holistic centers, because they were trying to capitalize and market to people who were moving in that direction. But women were very smart about that. They knew they know when something's wrong, and they know when something doesn't make sense. And so they were addressing some of their conditions through alternative healthcare practitioners. And that trend has continued.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are more holistic doctors, alternative doctors now than ever. And the really good news, honestly, from a competitive standpoint, I guess it's not for me, but the really good news is that there are a lot of traditional medical doctors who now are in the same seminars that I've been going to for years.
Mm-hmm.
So they are approaching this and opening up their mind and trying to think outside the box. That's only a good thing for people's health.
It really is. And again, the female, and I know how many guests I've had on my shows through the years whose children have had autism or have had various physiological problems themselves, and they had to find options because the standard route was making them sicker, and they said, this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
So Chinese medicine, looking at various alternatives,
yep.
And those physicians and many, many nurses have been doing this.
Yes,
they've been
true.
Leading the field, too, so they've been going towards this. Let's talk about one of your case histories that you have in the book, Carrie, who's 43 years of age, and she went through some tests, and there are tests that people can do. They found that she had very low amounts of certain types of things in her system. What were those items that you can find out about if you need to have supplementation in your diet? What would be a good way for people to find out how they can evaluate their own nutritional needs?
Well, there are nutritional panels that can be done usually through blood work.
Okay.
If somebody were to call my office, I could certainly explain all that. Different labs do different things, so it depends on what we're trying to accomplish with a patient as far as what we're going to order for them. But there are some very comprehensive full nutritional panels that look at all the major nutrients and a lot of things that you would never even consider, including what it takes to whether the liver is functioning properly. That is dependent on certain nutrients, and they focus on your detoxification abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of different things that we have the ability to look at. It's really some cutting-edge stuff and very, very helpful. This is information a lot of people never have in their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
They just eat and maybe take a Flintstones vitamin or a one-a-day multivitamin, which, those are some of the worst products you could ever imagine, and they never, ever know. Then they get sick, and they go to traditional doctors. They don't get the right advice. They don't change their diet. They're not on a supplement program. And, the quality of life, whether you've got IBS, Crohn's, or colitis, you can lose quality of life for a lot of other reasons also.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go into no gluten, you go into a dairy issue. There's all kinds of things that you are covering here, which I think is, it's just fascinating to read through it. And I think what also comes with your book, it's not just about IBS or Crohn's. There are so many other points of information that are educational that enable people to understand that they have options to be aware of. And I think that is so important, and I especially like the fact that you have an attitude that people need to be looked at individually, not in a collective group.
Well, of course. And that's really the premise of my protocol for whether it's IBS, Crohn's, or colitis. And we should probably, in a minute, define for the audience the difference between IBS and then Crohn's and colitis.
Sure, go ahead and do it.
Well, let's do it now then. I said that IBS is a syndrome, and it is, as far as I'm concerned, any uncomfortable symptoms associated with your gastrointestinal system. You could have one of them or you could have more of them, and those symptoms tend to revolve around gas, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, reflux, GERD, diarrhea, constipation. Sometimes there's alternating diarrhea and constipation, pain, spasms, hemorrhoids, vomiting, anything about your GI tract that makes you uncomfortable. Those are the typical symptoms associated with irritable bowel syndrome. Crohn's and colitis, they are known as inflammatory bowel diseases. There's that terrible word again. Let's call it inflammatory bowel conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have the symptoms that I just mentioned for IBS. But what they also have is, from the patient's perspective, they may notice that they're seeing blood and or mucus in their bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a clue. But if you go to a doctor and you get diagnosed with it, the doctor will tell you that you have an inflammatory autoimmune condition, and that is correct. It is inflammatory, and it's. I think IBS is a bit inflammatory also, but your inflammatory bowel conditions are far more inflammatory, and it is an immune system condition also because in my clinic, and as I described in Why Doesn't My Doctor Know This, I describe the importance of a food allergy test and how food allergies are triggering your immune system to not operate properly. In other words, the immune system is creating chemistry that is then con- contributing to the inflammatory process. So IBS is that big old list of symptoms I just mentioned, inflammatory bowel or Crohn's or colitis. That is all of those symptoms plus the presence of blood and mucus with the involvement of the immune system. And why doesn't my doctor know this? It's primarily an IBS book, and there are dietary suggestions for people with IBS, and then I have a specific chapter in it for people with Crohn's and colitis. And so you will base your treatment on the IBS protocol and then add to it the additional advice that you find in the chapter about Crohn's and colitis, and hence that becomes your Crohn's and colitis protocol in order to end and conquer Crohn's and colitis or inflammatory bowel diseases.
You also have a listing of laboratories that will do specific tests, and any physician, if you request these tests, he would be able to order them from the labs. Those are in your book.
That's correct.
You also have another resource list regarding various supplementations and suppliers for supplementations that you know that really are reputable. And all of this information is right here at our fingertips, which I think is just absolutely marvelous. Now, your website, if people want to go in, you're also going to have a video on your website. People can go in and they can view and they can determine if they want to find out more.
Absolutely. There's actually lots of videos on the website. It's drdahlman.com, and I'll spell that for everybody. It's just D-R-D-A-H-L-M-A-N. D-R in front of my last name, Dahlman.
Mm-hmm.
And I produce a lot of video content, and there's lots of pages on there about all different types of mostly gastrointestinal problems, but I do talk about lots of other health problems and my approach to it. And you can read about it, and then there are free reports that you can download. I have reports about irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's and colitis, psoriasis and eczema, and also fibromyalgia. So all of those are available for free. It doesn't cost you a thing. You can take all that information, go to any doctor, and work with them if you like. If you would like to talk to me, I am available. And there's video content about my IBS protocol. I actually describe my IBS protocol in a series of 4 videos. And then if you buy the book, which is also a link to Amazon on the pages of my website, there is a free bonus video that you can view also, which goes into a little bit more detail about all the supplements that I use.
And, again, there's all kinds of reference material that you would be able to look through. And I'll tell you, I think the more we can be aware of options, the better off we are. My guest today has been Dr. David Dahlman. Go to his website. You've got a lot of resources available, and you may be able to help a loved one that's just going through so much discomfort and thinking they're going to have to live with this situation. And guess what? They don't have to.
They don't have to.
They don't have to. So go to Dr. Dahlman, DAHLMAN.com, and you'll be able to see videos. And then if you go to Amazon.com, get the book, you're going to also find that you have access to a very special video as well. Dr. Dahlman, I know we're just about out of time here. Do you have a thought you would like to leave with my audience before we close out our chat for the day?
Well, I'm just going to reiterate what you basically said, which I always like to close with, and that is the fact that these conditions are not something you need to live with for the rest of your life. They can be completely resolved. The body is amazing. Just give it the things that you need, and this protocol will teach you all the different variables that you need to consider in order to do that.
Dr. David Dahlman, thank you so much for
Thanks
being
for
my
having
guest
me.
Today.
Appreciate it.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. The sun is shining with all of its might here in the Pacific Northwest, and I hope it's shining where you are. Meanwhile, when we come back, we'll be chatting again. So don't go away. We've got a lot more to share today.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Siebel, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Siebel. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, the telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. All I need from you when you do call in is your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me tell you what I see, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that might be important to you. Again, 888-815-9756. 5-6, that's the telephone line to call into, and that's worldwide. I want to share with you the lineup of guests we're going to have next week. We're going to be talking about transformational speaking, the power of words. Gail Larson is going to be my guest on Monday. And then Sexy in Your 60s, Joan Bunny, is going to be my guest. She was on with us this month, but we had some serious problems, and consequently we weren't able to do the interview. So Joan is going to be back on with us. Then we're going to be talking to Martin Palmer in England, Kuan Yin Chronicles. This is going to be a conversation about history. It is so significant. It is absolutely marvelous, and I'm really looking forward to chatting with him. Also, this gentleman, Mr. Martin Palmer, is the religious advisor to Prince Philip, and he is responsible for organizing a convention that is going to be coming up this fall, where religious leaders from around the world are coming together, and hopefully there will be some kind of a communication and an openness will result from that. Those of you who are baseball fans, you're not going to want to miss Jeff Fox next Thursday. We're going to be talking about Yankee Stadium, The Final Days. This is a phenomenal book. It is just absolutely awesome, and we're going to have a good time talking about that absolutely wonderful, wonderful team. And then Dr. Nancy Irwin, in a week from today, U-turn. How can you turn and make that you in your life so that you can put yourself right back on track where you want to be? The month of June is going to be filled with dynamic people, as it typically every month is on the Donna Siebel Show. So I invite you to join me and my guests. We have always so much good information to share. And remember, tell your friends, if they're not able to listen to the show, if there is a subject matter of interest to them, that they can always go into the archives here at BBS Radio and be able to listen to the show at their leisure. Remember, this information is for you. It's meant to empower you, to benefit your life in some way. And all I say is pass it along. Pass along the word that it can make a difference for perhaps not just someone that you love, but for a friend as well. And who knows, there's that ripple effect that I really believe in. Again, give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. I enjoy people that can come up with really unique ideas for designing or making something different in your home. And there is a wonderful lady by the name of Keely. She's in Kansas City. And she came up with a concept that I thought was fascinating. What if you're wanting to decorate a kid's room? She decided she wanted to do something special. And she had this kid's room, and the kids were really involved in, you know, rodeos. The family had a lot of activities that involved all kinds of outdoor actions and the riding of horses and this type of thing. And she thought, what could I do for these kids that will really be something very, very special? And we're just using this as an example. You can do it on any level. Well, what she did, she made the kids' bedroom into a Western theme and got the bunk beds and, you know, covered a chair with material that looked like cowhide and created this wonderful theme. But she did something with blinds on a window that I thought was incredible. And you could use this application in so many different ways, but I really, really liked it. Now, this is what you do. You will measure your blinds, whatever size they are, and take a photo. And you have your photo enlarged, and you want to have it. You might have to do it in sections, but you want to have a photo. You want to enlarge it, and you want it then printed on adhesive paper, sized to the length and width of your blind. And then you want to measure the width of the blades, the individual slats of the blinds. And then using a straight edge, you want to draw lines on the enlarged photo at 2-inch intervals, or the width of your blades. And then with an X-Acto knife, you score the lines so that the pieces will peel off the adhesive backing, and apply it to the blind. Now, what she had was this wonderful photo of these two young children dressed in their Western regalia on a horse. And she had enlarged that to fit the blinds, cut them, put it up there. So when the kids went and opened the blinds, there they were in all of their wonderful youthful glory on their horse. And it just is absolutely magical. So you could do this with any theme that you might have in a room, and it's just going to make such a wonderful design touch. So it's fun, it's interesting, and I just think Kelly is just a very creative individual. And with today's technology, it doesn't have to cost you a whole bunch of money, and it can be a whole bunch of fun. And what a surprise to be able to do that in a youngster's room, or even if you decided you wanted a certain flower theme in a bedroom or in another room, to create that illusion, that mural, if you will, with the blinds can be very, very nice. So that's just a thought I wanted to share with you. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. Telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And that's a worldwide number. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, hey, I will just tell you what I'm able to perceive. And then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that might be of importance to you. So again, 888-815-9756. Do you sometimes feel frustrated with trying to solve problems? And there are so many ways that we can go about it, especially if we have a complaint. I don't know about you, but there's been a number of times where I have had to call companies, and I go through this process over and over again with the telephone computer voice. That really does get irritating. Sometimes I've spent as long as 10 minutes on a phone just going through the pushing of the buttons to try to get to somebody in the right department. Well, these are some suggestions that came to my attention. And they said, if you want to avoid the company's computer system and talk to someone in customer service directly, find out what their special code is so that you can press that right off the bat to get to a live person without getting a voicemail menu or the long wait. And then There's two websites that you can go to that if you will use them, they, and give the name of the company, they will tell you what that code is. Now, here it is. It is nophonetrees.com, nophonetrees.com, or get2human.com, and you'll find out what numbers you can utilize that will connect you. Also, when we're really upset and we're really agitated, it's very, very natural to just want to talk really fast. So before you get started, slow down. Just slow down. Speaking slowly makes you just a lot more comfortable for the person on the other end of the line to work with. Also, it will make them feel like you really are a together person, intelligent. You are being very calm. So take that deep breath, slow your speech down, and talk more deliberately and slowly than you usually would. They probably are going to be very, very helpful to you. Have you ever been on the other side of the counter, so to speak, and been the recipient of complaints? Boy, it is not fun. I know that I had a friend who worked for a major department store, and she said it just made her so unhappy. Her day would be ruined because of all of these complaints. That's all she was hearing was complaints all day long. Until finally she said, I just have to look at this and realize that if I were in their shoes, I probably would be very agitated. So she said, I just remembered to always have a smile and to say, I'm more than happy to help you. And just let them vent. Just let them explode or whatever they're going to do and not take it personally. So remember, when you're talking to someone on that other end of the phone, they're going to pick up through your voice tones, whether you're happy or not happy. And if you can just keep your cool and keep your voice at a normal pace, you're going to get a lot more done. You don't want them to hang up on you. That has happened to a number of people I know. Also, if you're going to go to complain, if you are going to want to do it in person, be thoughtful about the colors that you wear. Interestingly enough, pink is a power color that when you're in front of people, it has a calming effect. So something that's more of a pastel tone is going to be calming. If you were wearing real bright red, it sets off a signal. And don't forget, when you are doing something in person, always introduce yourself and always ask for the name of the person that you're wanting, that you're going to be speaking to, and make a note of it, because it can make a difference at a later time. There's a psychological connection that occurs, too, when you ask for that person's name, which makes them feel like you're going to be more thoughtful. You're taking time to ask who they are. And do you know what? The sidetracking for a bit from complaints. When you go out to eat in a restaurant, it's been shown that waiters who introduce themselves, waiters and waitresses, earn 30% more in tips than those that don't. And when you get to, when you're being served at a table and you take the time to notice or find out or ask the name of the waiter or waitress who is serving you and you interact verbally with them in that way, you're going to get better service. It happens. It's just amazing. So remember, when you're doing complaints, you can do the same thing. And start off with something, I'd really appreciate it if you could help me, instead of saying, I've got a problem. Start off with, I really need some help. And usually, when you say that, people are very open and receptive. It's sort of being described as the power of persuasion, and that is all you need to do. And if you're going to send a letter or an email, they say use descriptive words. Instead of saying upset or unhappy, use the word shocked, appalled, or get out your thesaurus and pick up some other words that maybe they've never seen before. And if it's in the first paragraph, immediately it catches their eye. Remember, when it comes to emails, all of us are getting tons of them daily, and these companies might be getting more than tons. They might be getting lots of tons of email. So they will, it's what they see first that's going to grab them. And send the complaint to as many people as you possibly can. This way, at least one person may be able to take care of the problem that you're having. Also, spell out what you want. If you don't spell it out, you're almost guaranteed to receive a generic, sorry you had a problem letter. And just remember, if you want a refund or replacement, or whatever else you think is appropriate, be specific, be clear. And above all, don't be obnoxious in an email. It will not go over well. And they have a delete button. Very easy. Poof, it's gone. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. This is Worldwide, and I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. We were talking earlier in the show today about wellness. Well, what about antioxidants? What would you like to have in a natural form that's going to give you more of those nutrients that you need? Well, any fruit that has a stone inside of it, a pit. Why? Those fruits end up developing, if they're ripened, potent antioxidants. Now, there's a Texas AgriLife Research Foundation that did some research on all fruits that have the pits in them, and they said one plum contains at least the same amount of phytonutrients and antioxidants as a 1-plus cup of blueberries. Now, we all love fresh cherries, and they are out there in abundance, especially here in the Pacific Northwest. Any of your fruits, your plums, your peaches, all of those are just marvelous, marvelous to eat. And you can take them with you everywhere, and you can get your antioxidants and enjoy the process and not feel like you've got to take a ton of vitamins. So just know this is the time of year. Get your fresh fruit. Go ahead. Look into that and just know that if you've got kids, that's what you do. You give them the fresh fruit, and they are going to be getting plenty of antioxidants. And it's a funny thing about fresh fruit like that. Kids will eat it. You don't have to worry about them having too much of it. Just make sure that, again, it's ripened. If it's green and hard, those antioxidants aren't going to be in there the way they should be. I want to share a poem with you. Nancy O'Hay sent this. It's a very short one. But boy, it sure does fit today. We have just got such glorious weather here in the Pacific Northwest. We are really enjoying it. In fact, being Friday, traffic congestion is unbelievable because people are racing to get home and wanting to be out on the water so that they can be enjoying this fabulous, fabulous day. Burgers and dogs on the grill, it's just the right day for a picnic and just the right season for fun. Summer has arrived, and we are enjoying every moment of it. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. And that is a worldwide number. For those of you who are Star Trek fans, you might be interested in knowing that with the movie Star Trek, there has been a phenomenal abundance, and I'm sure there's many of you that are already collecting these items, of the Trek Star Trek merchandise. Every time they release a movie, you have all of these things. And there are those people who are avid collectors. Well, when I came across this information, I was stunned. There's a life-size replica of Captain Kirk's chair from the original TV series. And it's only, just, you know, this is pocket change, $2,717.01. What a price. $2,717.01 from Diamond Select Toys and Collectibles. Now, if you don't have that much pocket change available, then you can get one of the 3¾-inch action figure from Playmates, and they're only $7 each. Isn't it amazing what we do? I was chatting with someone the other day who had, we were talking about Beanie Babies, and do you remember when those were really, really hot things, and people were on eBay, and they were spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars? And I've got some friends that were avid Beanie Baby collectors, and they're still being made today, but they're no longer the hot stuff that they were. And it's just amazing. They're right there in the affordable category right now. I guess, I don't know how many they're putting out a year. But there are these phases that companies will go through and items will go through. And who knows, maybe 20 years from now, it's going to be worth a lot more than it is today. But collectibles, fascinating stuff. I wanted to share with you a story today. This is about a young woman. Her name is Lana, and she's in Tennessee. And I really had to chuckle because serendipitous moments, I think, are always enjoyed by any of us. And when we can look back fondly on certain experiences and recognize that there was an unusual series of circumstances behind it all, it makes it even more fun to tell. And that is part of Lana's story. She said on the eve of her wedding day, she was really, really worried. Her husband, his name is Steve, they came from different backgrounds, and she said, my dad was a trucker, and Steve's dad was a minister. And we just, for some reason, it just seemed like we belonged together. Our backgrounds were so very, very different. When I was in college, in my senior year, he proposed. We decided to get married at the church at the college 2 days after graduation. Now, both of their parents decided to come in for the graduation, but she was just so stressed. She wondered, oh, are in-laws going to get along with each other? They hadn't a clue because the families had never met. Now, when they were at having the rehearsal dinner, the parents of her husband were looking at Lana's dad with an intensity that she couldn't figure out. And her husband said, oh, don't worry about it. He just looks familiar to them, that's all. And so she thought, well, I guess that's okay. Everything went fine, beautiful ceremony, and they were going over to Steve's family's home for a dinner after they got married. But she said, she was talking to her new husband saying, you know, I just hope that everything goes okay. I just am very, very concerned. He says, ah, you're worried. You don't need to worry about this. Well, when they finally got to Steve's family's home, they noticed that the two dads were just talking a mile a minute, and they were sharing some stories. And Lana and Steve got to find out within a very short period of time what the story was. 20 years before, Lana's father was driving a long haul with his truck when a snowstorm forced him to go through Oklahoma. He had to make a detour through that state. He said it was a Sunday morning, so he pulled his big rig over and he decided he was going to stop at a local church for services. And afterwards, the minister and his wife invited Lana's dad in for a meal. And that's when Steve's dad said, Lana, that was us. And he said it was amazing, or Lana said it was amazing, when she found that her father and his father's meeting so many years ago had occurred, but her mother said, oh dear, you don't know the entire story. Your dad met a lot of people on his route, but she said, I specifically remember him talking about that one couple at that little church. He really liked them, and he thought it was really funny that the kids were about the same age, And he said, your dad told me one more thing. And Lana asked her, what's that? She said, he said he'd be proud if one of our kids married into a family like theirs. Serendipitous. This is Donna Sebo, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a magnificent weekend. Be safe. And just know, life is rich with opportunity. You just have to be prepared and ready so that when it comes your way, you'll be ready to go for it. Talk to you on Monday, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.